The proposed bill would allow the gubernatorially appointed members of the state board to elect their chair, a position that's been automatically held by the state superintendent for more than a century. One amendment offered by House Democrats would have kept Ritz as automatic chair. Another would have allowed the public to elect all members of the board, and a third amendment would have made local school boards part of the process of appointing state board members. House Republicans rejected all three. Floor debate became a little heated, so much so that House Speaker Brian Bosma had to rein in Minority Leader Scott Pilaf.
You were mad that you won. You had to get revenge. You couldn't take it. You couldn't handle the dissenting view.
If I can, Representative Pilaf, I know you feel passionately about this, but you're desperately close to impugning the motives of those who are bringing the bill forward
in
violation of Rule 41.1.
I'll dial it back a notch, Mr. Speaker.
Republicans say the issue is not about politics or personalities. They say continued dysfunction at the state board requires a change in structure. The bill will be available for passage by the House next week. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.